Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Ruben Sierra. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ron Darling. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Brown hits a line drive beyond second. Sachs can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sierra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Sierra reaches second base with a double. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2-0. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Sierra moves to third. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Lansford takes first base on ball four. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Sachs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raines moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ventura takes first base on ball four. Raines moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Pasqua hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raines scores. Thomas scores. Ventura moves to third. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkoviche strikes out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sviam strikes out. Two outs. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sachs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sierra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sierra hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lansford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lansford hits a line drive for a single. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive beyond third. Lansford can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ventura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pasqua hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss bunts towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bordick moves to second. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bordick moves to third. Weiss moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bordick tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, Athletics. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sierra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sierra strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. McGuire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Carcoviche reaches second base with a double. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Svium is 0 for 1 in the game. Svium strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sax is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sax strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive for a single. Lansford moves to second. Don Paul now pitching. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bordick strikes out. 2 outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Thomas reaches second base with a double. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Paul covering, for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Pasqua strikes out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sierra. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carcoviche strikes out. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0-for-2 in the game. Sviem hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Jim Corsi now pitching. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sachs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McGuire strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-3 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lansford. Raines scores. Thomas moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-4, Athletics. Sean Jeter pinch runs for George Bell. Vince Horsman now pitching. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Jeter moves to second. Mike Huff pinch hits for Dan Pasqua. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Huff strikes out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. Jeter tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 6-5, Athletics. Jeff Parrott now pitching. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Ventura. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Ventura steals second. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Karkovice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Huff now playing right field. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bordick strikes out. 1 out. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sviam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sviam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joey Cora pinch runs for Dale Sviam. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sax is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sax hits a line drive towards short. Weiss catches it and throws to first to double up Cora. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Bordick applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Joey Cora now playing shortstop. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sierra is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sierra hits a line drive beyond short. Cora can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Randy Reddy pinch hits for Harold Baines. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reddy hits a line drive towards short. Cora catches it and throws to first to double up Sierra. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sean Jeter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jeter strikes out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.